We went down the stairs and out of the door and walked across the square toward the Café Irunia. There were two lonely-looking ticket houses standing in the square. Their windows marked Sol, Sol y Sombra, and Sombra were shut. They would not open until the day before the fiesta. Across the square, the white wicker tables and chairs of the Irunia extended out beyond the arcade to the edge of the street. I looked for Brett and Mike at the tables. There they were, Brett and Mike and Robert Cohn. Brett was wearing a Basque beret, so was Mike. Robert Cohn was bareheaded and wearing his spectacles. Brett saw us coming and waved. Her eyes crinkled up as we came up to the table. "Hello, you chaps," she called. Brett was happy. Mike had a way of getting an intensity of feeling into shaking hands. Robert Cohn shook hands because we were back. "Where the hell have you been?" I asked. "I brought them up here," Cohn said. "What rot?" Brett said. "We'd have gotten here earlier if you hadn't come." "You'd never have gotten here." "What rot? You chaps are brown. Look at Bill." "Did you get good fishing?" Mike asked. "We wanted to join you." "It wasn't bad. We missed you." "I wanted to come," Cohn said, "but I thought I ought to bring them."
"You bring us? What rot?"
"Was it really good?" Mike asked. "Did you take many?"
"Some days we took a dozen apiece. There was an Englishman up there."
"Named Harris," Bill said. "Ever know him, Mike? He was in the war, too."
"Fortunate fellow," Mike said. "What times we had. How I wish those dear days were back."
"Don't be an ass."
"Were you in the war, Mike?" Cohn asked.
"Was I not?"
"He was a very distinguished soldier," Brett said. "Tell them about the time your horse bolted down Piccadilly."
"I'll not. I've told that 4 times.
"You never told me," Robert Cohn said.
"I'll not tell that story. It reflects discredit on me."
"Tell them about your medals."
"I'll not. That story reflects great discredit on me."
"What story is that?"
"Brett will tell you. She tells all the stories that reflect discredit on me."
"Go on, tell it, Brett."
"Should I?" "I'll tell it myself."
"What medals have you got, Mike?"
"Oh, you haven't got any medals."
"You must have some."
"I suppose I've the usual medals, but I never sent in for them. One time there was this whopping big dinner, and the Prince of Wales was to be there, and the card said medals would be worn, so naturally I had no medals, and I stopped at my tailor's, and he was impressed by the invitation, and I thought that's a good piece of business, and I said to him, 'You've got to fix me up with some medals.' He said, 'What medals, sir?' And I said, 'Oh, any medals, just give me a few medals.' So he said, 'What medals have you, sir?' And I said, 'Well, how should I know? Did he think I spent all my time reading the Bloody Gazette? Just give me a good lot, pick them out yourself.' So he got me some medals, you know, miniature medals, and handed me the box, and I put it in my pocket and forgot it. Well, I went to the dinner, and it was the night they'd shot Henry Wilson, so the prince didn't come, and the king didn't come, and no one wore any medals, and all these coves were busy taking off their medals, and I had mine in my pocket."
He stopped for us to laugh.
"Is that all?"
"That's all. Perhaps I didn't tell it right."
"You didn't," said Brett, "but no matter." We were all laughing.
"Ah, yes," said Mike, "I know now. It was a damn dull dinner, and I couldn't stick it, so I left. Later on in the evening, I found the box in my pocket. 'What's this?' I said, 'Medals, bloody military medals,' so I cut them all off their backing, you know. They put them on a strip and gave them all around, gave one to each girl, form a souvenir. They thought I was hell's own shakes of a soldier. Give away medals in a nightclub, dashing fellow.